Good afternoon. This is Naftali Herman from the Orthodox Union. I hope that all of you had a wonderful Chag. Thank you so much for joining today's call on the eighth day of the Omer and for making it a part of your day. I would like to thank all of our wonderful and generous sponsors, and you can view them as always prominently listed in the daily email. If you would like to sponsor future calls, whether it be to commemorate a yard site, for someone in need of a refuah, to celebrate a simcha or an honor of somebody, please visit ou.org/call. That's ou.org/call. The daily sponsorship is $100, $360 for a week, and $1,000 for the month, and every penny will continue to go directly to the OU's Emergency National Food Campaign. The deadline to submit a sponsorship for Sunday's email is today at 5 p.m., as always, times are Eastern Daily Time. Donations for any amount to help this vital cause can be made directly at ou.org/hunger. That's ou.org/hunger. As I mentioned on this past Tuesday's call, I'm once again pleased to share that the OU will be hosting a virtual armchair conversation with Rabbi Lord Jonathan Sachs and Rabbi Ephraim Goldberg on the topic of the Jewish people in a post-corona world, finding hope beyond the darkness. This conversation will be moderated by Rabbi Stephen Weil and will take place immediately following our Daily Tehillim call on Sunday at 1:30 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time. Tehillim call, as always, at 1, followed immediately by the session with Rabbi Sachs, Rabbi Goldberg, and Rabbi Weil. This is not to be missed, and I highly encourage all of you, our dear callers, to please participate. There's a link to access the program in today's email, and there will be one as well on Sunday, but you can also go directly to together.ou.org. That's together.ou.org on Sunday following our Tehillim call. On behalf of the OU, I am honored to introduce Chaplain Major Rabbi Joseph Friedman, Mora D'Asra of the Dat Minyan in Denver, Colorado, and a chaplain in the U.S. Air Force, to share Divrei Chizik, words of inspiration. This will be immediately followed by Rabbi Friedman reciting three paragraphs of Tehillim, Perek Chaf, Chaf Zayin, and Kuf Lamed. That's 20, 27, and 130, and there is a link in the daily email to access it directly if you do not have a Tehillim book in front of you. Please note that due to the call being muted, that Rabbi Friedman will be reciting the Tehillim slowly, but will not be doing it responsibly or pausing between Pesukim, so that all of us on the call can say it together with him in unison. I've also asked Rabbi Friedman to please recite the Perek, the chapter number in Hebrew and English, before he begins, and to briefly pause between each paragraph so that all of us can turn to the correct page. Following the recitation of Tehillim, Rabbi Friedman will recite the Mishaberach Lecholim, the welfare prayer for those whom are sick. Please note that Rabbi Friedman will pause at the appropriate point at which all of us on the call will have an opportunity to insert the names of all those whom we are praying for. You can insert the English name if you do not know it in Hebrew. Following the Mishaberach, Rabbi Friedman will conclude with Achenu. Please stay tuned after the recitation of Tehillim for Sunday's speaker. And with that, bechavod, with great honor, Rabbi Friedman.
Thank you, Rabbi Herman. Shavua Tov and Shabbat Shalom. What a Pesach it was. You know, for some, it was tragic. We lost far too many people over this Pesach. There is no one who remains untouched by this scourge. For many, it was novel. How many thousands and thousands of Jews made Pesach here for the first time? They couldn't travel to family. They couldn't travel to hotels. They got to experience the thrill of Pesach cleaning, Gevaldik. For some, let's be honest, it was a relief. Having a house full of screaming grandchildren with all of the attendant nachas can be exhausting. And for some, there was a profound sense of simcha. With all the challenges we are facing, to still be able to connect to Hashem, to connect with our Mesorah, to connect with the sense of liberation this season engenders was exhilarating. But for everyone, it was a Pesach, it was an experience we will never forget. I heard an idea when I was in high school. I wish I could remember in whose name it was said, but I have to tell you, the fact that I remember any idea from high school is itself a miracle. But I heard this idea. We say in the Musaf of Yom Tov, Vashev Kohanim Lavo Dasam, restore the Kohanim to their service, Levim L'Shiram U'Zimram, and the Levites to their song and music, Vahashev Yisrael in Vehem, and restore Israel to their dwelling. Now the last line seems different than the first two. The first two describe what the Kohanim and Levim will do in the Beis HaMikdash when Mashiach comes. But the third simply says that the Yisraelim, the rest of the Jews, will go home. How come we're not hearing about their role in the temple as well? Why not something like, and the Yisraelim will watch in awe, or something like that? Unless perhaps the main role of the Yisraelim during the Regalim, during the holidays, is not what they do during the holiday in the Beis HaMikdash. Rather, it's that they bring the sense of awe and joy and the unique message of that holiday back home to their lives. The job of the Kohanim is in the temple. The job of the Levim is in the temple. But the job of the Yisraelim is at home, keeping the message of the temple alive every day in their own life. So here we are, after the Yom Tov. What was the message of this unique Pesach that we are to bring back into our lives today and moving forward as we count to Shavuot? And by the way, I have to say, I agree with Rabbi Herman, who last week cautioned us from listening to anyone who claims to know why this is happening to us. I'm not going there. But I know he agrees that we still have to find lessons in this crisis. And I believe, for me at least, the most important lesson of this period, and specifically from Pesach, is a lesson I learned Erev Pesach from my good friend Rabbi Ephraim Schwartz, tour guide extraordinaire and Rav of the Young Israel of Carmiel in Israel. A week ago, we all fulfilled a mitzvah d'oraisa, a biblical commandment of tashbisu sa'or mibateichem, of destroy the chametz from within your homes. But that word tashbisu is an interesting one. It doesn't only mean to destroy. Bior would have probably been a better word for that. Listen to the word carefully. Tashbisu. Sounds like another word we know. Shabbos. What is Shabbos? Shabbos is the day we proclaim to ourselves and to all around us that Hashem runs the world. For 6 days we work, but on the seventh day we rest. We don't go to work. We don't need to check our phone every 5 seconds. We don't need to cook. We don't need to turn on lights or drive anywhere. We are in His hand. And with that knowledge, we can rest. But what is chametz? Our rabbis teach us that chametz, leavening, represents our inflated sense of self. Kochi the otzum yodi asali esachay alazeh. I did all of this. I am large and in charge. And on Pesach, we give all of that a rest. On Pesach, we destroy that notion. Tashbisu se'or mibateichem. Give your sense of self, your sense of control, a Shabbos. And what's fascinating is that that act of bitul, that act of annulment, takes place primarily balev. It's the annulment I do in my heart. I declare it's not here, it's the dust of the earth. Because chametz, that sense of control we think we have, is a delusion. It's our delusion sense of reality. I think I'm running the world. I'm convinced I'm running the world. So what did we do before Pesach? We said that all of that chametz, all of that delusion is gone. It's batal u'mevutal, it's not me. I can alter reality by saying it is so with all of my heart, bitul shebalev, a full annulment of the heart. All those Cheerios in my cabinet, all those Rugalach in my freezer, they're dust of the earth. They're not real. And if I can do that to Cheerios, I can do the same with my need for control. But why stop there? I can do the same with all of my fears, with all of my stresses, with all of my apprehensions about life and about what is happening around us right now. I can put them all to rest. I can give them all a Shabbos. That is the message I'm taking back to my home after this Pesach. I need to chill out. I need to sit back and come to terms with the fact I have no control over what is happening. I have no control over when this will end, and I have no control over when the next minyan is going to take place. Now, for a person like me, who, to be honest, is a bit of a control freak, that's pretty unsettling. But perhaps that's the most important avoda, the most important spiritual work we can bring into the coming weeks and months. to be able to sit back, take a deep breath, and recognize that, as always, we are in Hashem's hands. He is flying this plane, not me, not you, not the president, not Congress, not the CDC. As Rabbi Herman mentioned, I'm a chaplain in the Air Force, and my non-Jewish colleagues taught me a great line. Let go and let God. That sums it up perfectly. That's my message for this year's Pesach. And what a great one with which to head into Shabbos. And with that, let's say some Tehillim. We'll start with Tehillim Chaf, Psalm 20. Lamenatzeach mizmor leDavid, Ya'anecho Adonai biyom tzara, Yisagev choshem Elohei Ya'akov. Yishlach ezrecho mikodesh, umitzion yisodeko. Yiskor kol minchosecho, v'yolosecho yidash neselo. Yitein lecho chilvabecho, v'chol atosecho yimalei. Niranina v'yishuasecho, uv'shem Eloheinu nidgol. Yimalei Adonai kol mishalosecha. Ata yodati ki oshia Adonai mishicho. Yaneu mishmei kodsho. Digvuros yesha yemino. Eilev arechev vi eilev asusim. Va'anachnu b'shem Adonai Eloheinu nazkir. Heima karu v'nafalu, v'anachnu kamnu v'nisodod. Adonai hoshiya, ha'melech ya'aneinu, v'yom koreinu. We say Tehillim Chav Zayin, Psalm 27. L'David, Adonai ori v'yishi, Mimira Adonai Maoz Chayai Mimi Efchod Vikrov Alai Miraim Lecholes Besori Tzorai Viovaili Heima Koshlu Vinafalu Im Tachane Alai Machane Lo Yira Libi Im Takum Alai Milchama Bezos ani boteyach. Achas sho'alti me'eis Adonai, osoch avakesh. Shifti beveis Adonai, kol yemei chayai. Lachazos benoam Adonai, ulevaker beheichalo. Ki yitzpeneini besuko, biyom ra'o. Yasireini beseser ahalo, betzur yeromeneini. Beata yarum roshi, al oivai sevivosai. Behezbechob ahalo, zivchei teruam. Ashira vaazamra ladonoi. Shema Adonai koli ekra, vechaneini vaaneini. Lecho amar libi bakshu panoi, es panecho Adonai avakesh. Al taster panecho mimeni, al tat bi'af avdecho, ezrosi hayisa, al ticheni v'al ta'azveni, Elohei yishi. Ki avi v'imi azavuni, Adonai Yatsveini Horeini Adonai Darkecho Unecheini Beorach Mishor Leman Shoreroi Al Titneini Benefesh Toroi Ki Kamu Bi Eide Sheker Bi Feyach Chama Lulei Heemanti Liros Betuv Adonai Bi'eretz chayim, kavei el Adonai, chazak v'yameis libecho, V'kavei el Adonai. Finally, Psalm 130, Kuf Lamed. Shir ha-ma'alos mimamakim kerosicha Adonai. Adonai shima bekoli tihiena oznecha kashuvos lekol tachanunai. Im avonos tishmarya Adonai mi ya'amod ki imecha aselicha leman tivarei. Kivisi Adonai, kivisa nafshi, velidvaro hocholti. Nafshi Adonai, mishomerim laboker, shomerim laboker. Yachel Yisrael el Adonai, ki im Adonai hachesed, v'harbe imo fidus. Vehu yifde es Yisrael mikol avonosav. Misha Berach Avoseinu Abraham Yitzhak V'Yakov Moshe Aaron David Shlomo Yuborech V'Yerapa Es Acholim. Bavur shikulanu mispalim bavuram. Bizchar ze hakadosh baruch hu yimale rachamim aleihem lachlimam ulraposam lachzikam ulachayosam yishlach lahem mehera refua shalema min hashamayim l'chol egorehen ul'chol gidehen besoch shar choli Yisrael refuas hanefesh urefuas haguf hashto v'agola ubizman koriv menomar omei. Acheinu kol beis Yisrael, hanesunim betzara uvashivya, haomdim bein bayom uvein bayabosha, hamokom yirachem aleihem biyotziye mitzara lirvocha, meafela laora, umishibud legeula, hashto ba'agala, ubizman korid, benamar amen.
Thank you so much, Rabbi Friedman. We hope and pray that all of our collective efforts for safety, strength, and a refuah for all of those in need will be answered l'tova. May the Rabboni Sha'olam, the Master of the World, please speedily bring an end to these days of concern and uncertainty. Please join us again on Sunday at 1 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time for words of inspiration from Rabbi Yisrael Gottlieb of the Congregation Beis Torah in Suffern, New York. This concludes today's call. Stay strong, hopeful, and optimistic. Wishing everyone a wonderful, meaningful, joyful, healthy, and safe Shabbos. Shabbat Shalom.